You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 20th of March. It's Wednesday and one would expect there might be some bumps on the Lal Street considering it's hump day. But going by how we've been seeing the markets behave, that seems a bit unlikely. But don't believe me, believe it from the experts. And some of those experts are going to be telling us what to expect over the course of today. And we'll also be taking a look at what happened yesterday. All of that and more coming up on this morning exercise appointment with me, Rakesh Sharma. Right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Let's start with history because we got to learn from what happened yesterday. Indian equity indices extended rally on Tuesday despite subdued global cues ahead of the US Fed meet. Buying in the last few hours led to the index gaining 70 points to close above Monday's intraday high of 11,532. The final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied 268 points to close at 38,363, while the Nifty 50 gained 70 points to close at 11,532. Rallying for the seventh consecutive day in a row, benchmark indices hit a fresh six-month high. The Nifty Bank touched a fresh record closing high, led by gains in Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda, Federal Bank, State Bank of India, and Axis Bank. On the broader market front, the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.52%, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index ended 0.37% higher. On the technical charts, Nifty continues to trade above its 5 days exponential moving average and nullified the negative implication of long-legged doji kind of pattern formed on Monday's session, which suggests that the momentum remains intact. Strong liquidity is something which is fueling a rally in Indian markets, suggest experts, and the index is on track to hit 11,700 levels, possibly new highs, by March end. Oil prices rose to new 2019 highs on Tuesday, supported by supply cuts from OPEC and falling output from Iran and Venezuela due to American sanctions. Halting its six-day winning run, the Indian rupee, on the other hand, edged lower by 43 paise to close at 68.96 to the American dollar on emergence of demand from the greenback for the greenback from importers. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 2,132 crore rupees compared to DIIs who were net sellers to the tune of 1,253 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The festive colors of Holi, which signifies the victory of good over evil, also signifies the arrival of spring and the end of winter. And it is a perfect time to do a rain check of your portfolio investment as the new financial year starts. If you invested in the last Holi, which was celebrated on the 2nd of March 2018, chances are that you might be sitting on some handsome gains. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied by over 4,000 points or nearly 12%, while Nifty 50 rose a little over 1,000 points or nearly 10% in the same period. In the last 1 year, many small and mid-cap stocks stole the limelight from the large caps as nearly four stocks in the S&P BSE Small Cap Index more than doubled investors' wealth in the last 1 year. And those names include IOL Chemicals, Merck, CMEC, and Vinathi Organics. As many as 17 stocks rallied over 50% in the same period, and those names go something like this. NIIT Technologies, Usha Martin, Alok Industries, Tube Investments, JSW Holdings, VMart, Capri Global and Bata India, among others. In the S&P BSE 500 index, as many as 12 stocks rose between 50 and 100%, and those names include Aditya Birla Fashion, Muthoot Finance, VMart, Adani Power, Divi's Laboratories, Bajaj Finance, NIIT Technologies, AstraZeneca Pharma, among others. So, if you've invested in any of those names, well, congratulations to you. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us today. Nifty has formed a bullish candle and has rallied for the seventh straight session. The bullish candle resembles a hanging man pattern on the daily chart. In fact, the hanging man pattern has been seen in the last two out of the five sessions. Traders should refrain from creating short positions in anticipation of a corrective swing unless weakness gets confirmed one or the other way. India VIX, that is the volatility index, moved down 2.41% to 16.49. So we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today. 11,400 to 11,451, 11,543 and 11,600. Maximum call OI placed at 11,500 followed by 11,600. Maximum put OI placed at 11,500 followed by 11,400. Well, one stock we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of the day will be Jet Airways, the umbrella body of the domestic pilots of the nearly crippled Jet Airways. On Tuesday, threatened to stop flying from the 1st of April if the resolution plan is delayed and salary dues are not cleared by the end of this month. Jet has suffered quite as much as it has, and its meetings with Etihad not going quite as well as it would have hoped, so we'll be keeping a close eye on what happens to Jet stocks over the course of today. And finally, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Havells India Limited has a buy call, target 837 rupees, stop loss 715 rupees, 715, for an upside of 10%. Asian Paints Limited has a buy call, target 1568 rupees, 1568, stop loss 1385 rupees, 1385, for an upside of 8%. And Siemens Limited has a buy call as well, target of 1140 rupees, stop loss 980 rupees 980 for an upside of 9%. Havells India, Asian Paints and Siemens, all with buy calls from SMC Global Securities. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade today on the 20th of March, a Wednesday. Hopefully there shall be no speed bumps on this ride that the Dalal Street has been having. It's been bulls all over the place and I don't see many people complaining. Perhaps that streak shall continue over the course of today as well. If you have anything to say to us, do not hesitate. We look forward to your comments and questions. mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you can find me. Until the next time you can hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on MoneyControl.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on MoneyControl.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.